Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. I always say this is nice to have you back with us. Indeed, it is. We relish having you with us. We have great guests, and I think we learn something every time we talk to one of our guests. And today, we're going to welcome back Lynn Moore, who was a guest with us last week, had a great show. And, you know, Jim Masters had the chance to talk to her. Now I get a chance to talk to her. And we're going to find out a little bit more about what she does and how she does it. She is a life coach, and life coach is really interesting. You know, there are so many people in the world of coaching these days. It's become a really big profession, and no matter what is probably it is not that's not the way to put it. No matter what is bothering you, somewhere there is someone out there who can help you with it. Whether it's, you know, it's your business, your role in your company, in your business, in your family life, or whatever, there are people who specialize and can help you. I mean, you know, there are grief coaches. I wasn't aware of that, but recently I spoke to a grief coach, and I don't know if that would be a great way to be a coach, but I know she was a big help to people who were deep in grief. So there you go, another example of how you can get help. So Lynn Moore is a life coach. I'm going to bring Lynn on. Lynn lives up in the beautiful area of Vernon, British Columbia, where she looks out over mountain peaks. It's very cold up there, still down in the low 20s, but she's a lifelong Canadian, and she loves it there. And she has written an amazing book called Born to Bounce Back, and that is for anybody who has been knocked down, and you know, they aren't happy with the way their life is going, and they don't want to give up, but they aren't working hard enough to get themselves back up. Lynn helps people like that. She is that kind of a life coach. She's on with us now from Canada. Lynn, welcome. Nice to have you back with us. How are you today?
I'm just doing great, Doug. Thank you so much for having me again. I thoroughly enjoyed my interview with Jim.
With Jim? Yeah. Well, good. I hope you enjoyed this one. I'll try to come up with something different to ask you. I love talking to coaches, and I love trying to find out in the beginning what got them into this field of coaching, because so many coaches have started off doing something entirely different. You know, many of the business coaches we talked to were, you know, executives in big companies, and then they retired and they wanted to help people with their knowledge and help them improve their careers. What about you? What got you into this role of being a life coach?
I think it started with wanting to be a teacher, and that wasn't available to me at the time when I was just out of high school. So I ended up doing many different things, but I decided that entrepreneurship was for me. I didn't do well working under the instruction of other people. Not that I was not a good worker. I've always had a great work ethic, but I just wanted to do it myself. So I went into entrepreneurial endeavors. And I built and operated three separate businesses over the years. And when I got tired of the second one, I was having a conversation with my sister one day, wondering what I might do next, and she happened to mention coaching. And my ears perked up, and I said, well, what's that about? So that started things, got me out of the gate, and I started researching, and I just fell in love with the idea, knowing it was something that I would love doing and that I was pretty sure I could do well with a little education first. So that's what I did, went out and got the diploma and began to set up a website.
How long the process? was that for you to get the certification, the coach's certification?
It was about a year.
Okay.
And a lot of practical practice in practicing with other students and practicing with some people that I knew that had been clients at my previous businesses. And so I approached people and said, would you like me to coach you just for practice?
Yeah.
And everybody thought that was a great idea. So it was about a year, year and a half before I was able to get right down to doing the business.
Well, you talk about having done, you know, started other businesses. What kind of businesses mm-hmm. were they that you did? Just give
us
an idea.
Well, the first one, I was about age 35. I had three children I was raising.
Yeah.
My husband was in the Air Force, so we had a different kind of living style. And I had to be very flexible. So I actually came across this company that I loved their products, and I went into business with them and was quite successful. So that was something I taught other people, plus I went to people's places of business, taught them there. And as a result, I think selling is teaching. So what I was selling, I absolutely loved. Incredible products. And
What was it? What'd you sell? What kind of cosmetic products?
I sold a line of skincare cosmetics that was, I think, the first ones on the market that used natural ingredients. This was back in the mid-70s.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was around
so you did that for a while. Then you got
and
into
then
something
I decided
else.
I wanted to do it in more detail. I decided I wanted to become a paramedical esthetician. And so what I did was work with the health of people in a natural way. I used laser machines. I used all kinds of different types of electrical equipment that worked on people's skin, on their bodies, and they ended up getting some coaching from me, as I might say, during our sessions, because I had all this knowledge that I had learned over the years and love to, I'm a learner. I love to learn. I love knowledge. It's very important to me. And so I'd start sharing it with people as I was working with them. So they would say, I always get a twofer when I come to you. I get a treatment and I get coaching.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a little bit back. Again, was that a beauty product? Were you using things, not like Botox, I don't mean that, but I mean you were using machines and things to help clear up people's skins?
Yeah,
I guess that's what it was?
Yes. Yeah, so doing skin peels and things that are on the paramedical level. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that gives us an idea of what, you know, what your background is, but now you are helping people who've been knocked down in life. And, you know, they need help getting up and getting going again. And many of them, maybe they just aren't happy of what they're doing, you know. They could be,
I call it an IPC, an instant pivotal crisis. And
that's
we
good.
All have them. And they are things that knock you into the next world, like a sudden death. Let's see, somebody's betrayed you. You've lost your financial footing. You've been fired from your job. There are so many, many examples I could give. And I know everyone who's listening could think of a time when they got knocked off their feet. And they just didn't know what to do. They were oftentimes just living day to day and suffering from depression and just miserable and unable to know where to go and what to do. So basically, it's a lot of it is in the book, but
We're going to talk about the book, But let me ask you a couple of questions first.
Sure.
I'm really interested in this book. You have a great website. The website really is primarily the book. It's a great picture of the book. I'm prompted to ask you, when did you write this book? Did you write this before you started coaching? Did you write it after you had begun and worked with some clients and got some ideas of what it's like to coach people? And then came up with the idea, I got to help these people bounce back. I can write a book on that. When did it come about?
It was very interesting. I was having coffee with a very, very good friend one day, and she said to me, Lynn, I am so amazed at how your life has been, what your life has been like, and how you have actually bounced back from so many diversities. And we were just having a good chat about that, and I said, you know, I'd like to write about them. And this was during the time when it was probably about 6 or 7 years ago, and we actually came up with the name of the book right then and there over the coffee, Born to Bounce Back. And I said, well, when I write, that's what I'll use. So it was a person telling me that they saw how I was able to do these, get him doing things better, coming back from adversity, and how she almost said to me, people need to know about this. So after my husband passed away in 2019, I decided I would write the book. And I sat down every day, every morning, for probably 3 months and wrote. So I published it in 2022.
Had you ever written anything before? Had you ever thought about writing a book before?
Yeah. I did write a book before. It was a time when I decided I wanted a little bit of an adventure, and I read about it. It was going to Nepal to teach English to monks and Buddhist monks for 6 weeks, and off I went. And when I got back from that 6 weeks, it was such an interesting adventure for a woman. I was about 65 at that time, and
wow.
Came home with a little dog, and I wrote a book about that, and it's mainly quite humorous of, you know, a woman in her 60s by herself, never done anything like this before, decided to go for this adventure for 6 weeks, and it was, well, hysterically funny most of the time. So I've written since I was about 9 years old.
Okay, so you've done a good, and you came back with a dog. What kind of a dog did you bring home? Tell me.
We feel she's a Tibetan Terrier.
Okay.
I have a story about her on my website. Her name is Atma, A-T-M-A, which is the Nepal word for spirit. And when she looked at me, I saw her on the street, just in a horrible condition. And I stopped in my tracks because she was the smallest dog I'd seen over there. And there's a lot of them abandoned, sick, injured on the streets. This little one looked at me. I looked at her. And we made a soul connection. It was just, I had no business. I had no thought of bringing home a dog. I had two cats at home, but she came with me. I found a way to bring her home, which wasn't that difficult. She just had to have a current rabies vaccination, and we came home. And now she's like 14 and a half, and she's not going to be with me much longer. She's developed dementia, and it's very difficult, you know, watching this process, but when it's time for her to go, she'll let me know, and I will take her and have her humanely pass over. But she's just been, I would say, she's a light in my soul. And I've had lots of pets over the years, but this one was different.
understand.
So I brought my dog home, and we've been connected ever since.
You know, you mentioned something that the dog had was developing dementia. I didn't know that was possible, quite frankly.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure either until a short time back. But they're just, they become highly anxious. And, you know, she doesn't want to do, she doesn't want to go for walks anymore, which she absolutely was her favorite thing. We've walked thousands of miles together. So,
really?
Yeah, they can. And it does progress until they don't have a good quality of life.
Well,
and
listen,
that's when it's time to let them go.
I've been there before. You're going to be crushed when it happens, but you know,
it'll be your
turn to bounce back, right?
That's right. It'll just be one more thing.
Yep. Look, you know, there are a couple of other things that I would love to ask you. Why do you write under a pen name? Other than your real name, Lynn Moore.
Yeah. Yes, my pen name is used because I have written these 7 stories of my own IPCs. They do involve other people, very good friends or family members, and I felt I needed to protect their identities. I used none of their names in the book. I didn't use any of the same locations. Everything was changed so that I could tell the stories and not involve them totally.
Personally.
But, you know,
yes.
I just didn't want to do that.
Right. Well, I understand that. It's different. Yeah, I've never been with an author who wrote under a pen name before. I've interviewed thousands of authors. You're the first one I've interviewed who wrote under a totally different name. So let's get this out there. Anybody who wants to buy your book or is interested in it, the book is called Born to Bounce Back. And you'll see on the cover it's by Frances Teagan. T-E-A-G-E-N.
That's my name.
How'd you come up with that name? That's whose name? Whose name is it?
Actually, it's quite interesting. I looked up the meaning of certain names, and Frances was actually in Wales at one time the patron saint of writers. So I thought, well, there's a good connection. And Teagan has something to do with poetry. And after my husband passed away, for some reason, and I think it's just straight from heaven, I was writing poetry. I've never even read lots of poetry. But it just came through me and out. And I wrote a lot of poetry. And this, again, my wonderful friends have just said how much they loved it. So Frances Teagan came about that way.
Good for you. That's a very interesting story, no kidding, how one comes up with a name like that. You know, another name to use. But anyway.
My middle name is Frances, so that also had something to do with
it. Well, that helped. Are you Welsh, by the way?
There is some Welsh DNA. I had my DNA done, and there is a fair bit of Welsh in there.
Okay. Llewellyn is a Welsh name, so
I'm
learning
from
you. Okay. Yes, very much.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about what you do to help people bounce back. That's really what this is all about, and, you know, you've had 2 chances to talk about it here on the radio. Let me ask you, what's the difference between bouncing back and going to therapy? How do you help people really bounce back rather than someone going to a therapist for that kind of help?
There's definitely a difference. As I mentioned to Jim on the first interview, I said to him that, to my way of thinking, therapy is healing, coaching is growing. So therapy is for those who need something more remedial or curative in nature, maybe psychology and psychiatric involvement. A mental illness can be addressed, medications used, And it's not uncommon for some of my clients to have been in therapy and then were steered in the direction of coaching to follow up. So both of them can be utilized by everybody.
So did the therapy not work for them? They still needed help?
No,
more
it's
help.
Not that it doesn't work.
Would that be
no,
right?
No,
okay.
Yeah, it would be like graduating from therapy to coaching, like maybe high school to college or something like that, just as a thought. So it is, you get good things from both.
Tell me,
you just need to
give me an idea of the kind of people who come to you and what their issues are. I don't need any names, just the kind of problems people are dealing with. They come to you to bounce back. Okay? Give me an idea.
I would say they're primarily women, and they're primarily in later stages of life. I would say 50 and beyond. Oftentimes, women have been in maybe a bad relationship for a long time, and then they became free of it, and they needed a bit of guidance and some help. It could also be women whose nest has become suddenly empty and their role has been, chief cook and bottle washer and chauffeur and all the rest of it. And they've given and dedicated their lives to their family, but suddenly here they are wondering who they are when they're not playing these or living in these roles. So that's a good one. And
many often they're alone, right? The kids are gone, grown, living, and their husband is no longer with them. So it's a whole different ballgame when
and
they're
they
like that.
People, exactly. It's a total different ballgame. What is their purpose now? They knew their purpose before, but what was the deeper underlying purpose of their lives? So we coach that. Through that, we can coach it out of them, find out what it is that they really were meant to do and be on this planet.
So do you do this with people in person where you are in Canada, or do you do this also on the telephone or Zoom? How do you work?
I work all those ways. But
you
I
do.
Would say primarily when I was in the beginning in the heights of coaching, it was by Skype. And I've coached people as far away as New Zealand, Dubai, Australia, all over North America, Britain. So easy to do when you have those methods available to you.
Isn't that amazing?
And
you're coaching people on the other side of the planet. I find that really amazing.
It is amazing, and it's so much fun, and it's so rewarding for both myself and the clients. And can you imagine me coaching a man living in Dubai?
No, not at all. Gosh.
It happened.
Is it hard? Is it difficult? And Dubai, I don't even know what language they speak in Dubai.
Well, it's Arabic, I imagine, but he was fully able to speak very good English, so that the language was not a problem.
Yeah, okay, good. What's your coaching style? How would you describe what you do, the way you work with people, if you have a style?
I think so. I would call it... let's see. My style would be, I'm thinking to get this really right here. First of all, you have to have respect for your clients. These people are trusting you. They're going to tell you some very deeply personal things. So instilling trust, respecting, deep listening. Coaching is all about listening. And when you have a sense of feeling, of the person's feelings as they're speaking, you're getting two messages. You're getting what they're saying, and you're getting why they're saying it. So you need to listen on these different levels. And how many times do you feel that you were deeply listened to? Were you speaking with someone? They didn't interrupt you. They looked you in the eye. They just sort of sat back, relaxed, and just listened to every word you had to say. That happens very, very few times. So asking the right questions is also part of the style. So it is a questioning business, questioning and answering. And through the people's answers, there is so much information. So you need to know the right questions to ask, too. It's not so much what you speak, it's how you speak it. What's the impetus behind it? What's the emotion behind it? It's a fascinating thing to do, to coach someone. Choosing the right questions and listening deeply.
Absolutely. Give me a success story, if you can, of someone who came to you for help, and they bounced back. They actually did it.
Yeah, there's so many. Which one do I choose?
Really?
Yeah. Most of my people that I've coached have graciously written reviews for me, and they are actually on my website to read. So it's just so amazing to listen to what these people have said and how they've said it. You feel so humble when you've done that. It's just such a rewarding experience, and I never even really thought about doing coaching for money. But it sort of came along with the package. But that's not why I do it or why I did it. It's not why I wrote the book. It's because I needed to write the book. There was
did
so
the
much out there.
I was going to ask you, did the book help your coaching practice? How would you answer that?
Excuse me, I've got a little frog in my
throat.
That's
all right.
It's going to
don't worry about
here.
That. Have a drink of water. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian water, please. Yes, right.
Right. Well, okay, what
okay.
was the question again?
That's all right. I had asked you to give me a success story of someone who really...
Oh, right.
What about the guy in Dubai? Did he succeed? Did you help him bounce back?
I think he did. You know, it was... He had a decision to make. And he wanted to put his family first, and he wasn't really happy with the work he was doing at that point, and he wanted to do something else. So we just guided him into how he could do this one step at a time and not have reservations because of any negative feelings about himself or what he's done in the past, but that his self-worth needed to be bolstered, and to give him a system and some steps that he could take.
We're running out of time. I just want everybody to know. It's going to, flies by. I know. Lynn has a great website. You go to this website. It's borntobounceback.ca for Canada. borntobounceback.ca for Canada. Or you can find the book in Barnes & Noble, Amazon and major bookstores in Canada as well. Mm-hmm. And again, it's under the name of Frances Teagan. So I hope you will go check out the book. Lynn, it's been delightful talking with you. You're a great lady, really. Thank you for your time. I love hearing your stories. Okay, and
thank
you're
amazing. So much.
You had more to talk about than I thought you did, and I think that's great. So have a wonderful day, and
you too.
Just be kind. Okay, bye for now.
I'm always kind.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Oh. Well, we sure do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time, everybody. Till then, take care. Bye for now.